100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day off and 19 no long, so me say.
Hey, 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 welcome back. It's Digital Sista. Happy New Year. I hope you had a great year. And we're just going to be here talking about some interesting things. First of all, did anybody watch the Times Square New Year's Eve event? I'm sitting here thinking we're watching Regis Philpin, who's 74, Dick Clark, who's 76, although he does have Ryan Seacrest. And I'm sitting here wondering, gee, has the time passed for Dick Clark? And I see I'm not the only one who had that question, because there was an article in today's USA Today who raised the same issues. And I'm just kind of wondering, are there any more hip people that can take over the franchise and make it more interesting? But just a thought, just a thought. I thought, gee, the oldest living teenager is finally showing his age. I have nothing against him. I think he's great. I have nothing against Regis. But I'm just kind of wondering, isn't there somebody more hip that we can be watching on New Year's Eve? Just a thought. Anyway, let's talk about some other things. I'm going to be doing, back to that thought. As I was watching the show, and I'm thinking, Hilary Duff, who is she? I know she's a big Disney star, but again, aren't there some more interesting people that we can see entertainment-wise on the main network so that we don't have to always go to, say, MTV? And we didn't even see anything on BET. So I just thought, I think we could do something a little bit more interesting next year. But just a thought. Anyway, let's get back to what we're here to talk about. I'm going to be doing some movie reviews on the upcoming podcast shows of Digital Sista that I hope you stay tuned and listen to. And I found a great book called Can't Stop, Won't Stop by Jeff Chang, which is a very interesting historical overview of hip-hop. So from time to time, I'm going to be weaving that into the podcast, because I think it's very important that we don't forget the roots of hip-hop. As you know, we did have some time with the East Coast rappers, then we had the gangster rap from the West Coast, but now you see that the Southern rappers have really kind of taken over. I don't know about you, but I don't know a lot of them, and I don't quite even understand a lot of the music. I really like a lot of the East Coast and a lot of the West Coast. I hope that they can kind of retool themselves, maybe not be as hard and so gangster, and maybe come back with something that will make hip-hop fresh again, and so that we don't get just caught up in the bling-bling of the Southern hip-hop. Anyway, let's move on. So we're going to be doing that and having some interesting discussion about that. So if I have any hip-hop fans out there, I'm hoping you'll tune in and provide some comments, because you know you can call me at 206-309-7325. Again, 206-309-7355. And that way you can leave me an audio message. You know, I also have a blog, which you can access on http://digitalsista.blogspot.com. And you can access that from my website, www.imazemarketing.com. So I'm hoping that you'll tune into the blog and give me some comments, and that way we can get a nice dialogue going around about the programming that Digital Sista is providing to you. Also, I want to talk about some interesting things. We're just going to find a lot of interesting things to talk about. So anyway, I want to thank you for pulling down the feeds. I want to thank you for listening and subscribing to Digital Sista as I grow this. And I just am really excited when I check my stats and I see that people are actually tuning in. So again, we're going to have a great year. I'm going to look for interesting things. You know, I took a little time off from the first podcast and Digital Sista 3 because I wanted to get an idea of what other people are doing. And this is kind of new for me, but I also just wanted to take some time and think about the content, because there's so much out there, but I want to make my podcast interesting for you. So again, thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned over the next couple of months, because we're going to be doing some interesting things. I'm going to find interesting things for you. If you missed the podcast, you can also hear some of the work I do with my internet radio talk show, which is called Demystifying Nonprofits, which you can access on www.globaltalkradio.com. And I do this show every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live. I do a lot of information about nonprofit information, but I also am weaving in entertainment. And I have had several authors on, and I'm going to be kind of figuring out a way that I can also weave that into my podcast. Because if you don't catch it on Global Talk, maybe you'll catch it on Digital Sister. So anyway, thanks again for listening. We're going to be doing some great things, and I will be back with you in a couple of days. Again, you've been listening to Digital Sister. Have a great afternoon. Have a great evening. Thanks.
West side, we're riding. West side, we're riding.